Welcome to the Financial Coaches Podcast, where we talk about how to build your practice from startup to scale up while being the kind of coach your clients crave. Finally, a podcast for financial coaches. Here are your hosts, Maria Casillas and Cody Sizemore.
Hello, and welcome back to the Financial Coaches Podcast. My name is Cody Sizemore, and I'm joined here by my lovely co-host, Maria Casillas. And today we want to talk to you about something that I think is like, and I'm gonna tread lightly here. I think it's common knowledge, but at the same time, I also think that we overlook it quite a bit sometimes as well. So I'm excited to jump into this topic. But before we do, wanted to just remind you guys about a few things. Number one, if you guys have been listening for a while now, we know that you are an every weeker, which we really, really appreciate you. If it's your first time listening today, we appreciate you as well. And hopefully you become an every weeker to where you listen, wait for it, every week, right? So hopefully you become that as well. And a few weeks back, or maybe even now it's been like a few months back, we had announced that we launched a new program for people who are wanting to get started with financial coaching, whether it be get their first client, get their next client, whatever it may be. But we launched an online course simply called Getting Started as a Financial Coach. So if you want to learn more about that course and what it takes to get things up and running, to get that first client, to get that next client, you can find a link to a free webinar for you to watch in the show description. So, all you got to do is just register for it, put your name, email, boom, you're done. You get free content, a lot of good content, and then you can really get things up and running and working in your favor with a lot of momentum. So wanted to just remind you guys of that and also remind you guys about our free Facebook group as well. That is called The Financial Coaches Community by New Money Habits. And you can find that on Facebook. All you got to do is just type it in. Bloop, press enter, boom, and then you got to just join it, shoom, and then you're done, right? So there's a lot of good stuff happening in there. Good to see, people joining in there literally every week. And, it's a great place to ask questions that we can go over in this podcast, learn from other people, get updates from what we're doing over here at, New Money Habits and Sizemore Financial Coaching, whatever you want to figure out, and, just take things to the next level. So with all that being said, I'm going to stop talking and I'm going to let the lovely co-host Maria Casillas talk. So Maria, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Thank you. What are we going to talk about today?
Yeah. I think that we should talk about something that I've actually been seeing a lot of, results from recently. Okay. And that is, setting up referrals for your practice.
Mm-hmm. So like, setting up incentives for it, setting up a referral program, that kind of thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think there's a couple layers to it. Some that I'm doing personally, some that, I've done in the past and I've had mixed results with, but just because I've had mixed results with it doesn't mean that, other people can't have great results with it kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But, just getting new clients through word of mouth and through experience and stuff like that. Oftentimes I just found that those leads are, I guess you would call them like higher quality leads because mm-hmm. they're more warm versus, being, or I guess they're more hot rather versus yeah. being warm or cold,
Yeah. So, and I'm assuming with those, you're talking about the people who are coming as a referral from someone who's maybe worked with you already
yeah.
or knows your character.
In some capacity, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, I think that's great. And I think there's, before we get into that, we can talk about other forms of referrals as well. So there are the ones that come organically, like you just talked about. There are some that come from like networking events and stuff. So no, mm-hmm. they haven't necessarily worked with you, but they see your character and they say, yes, I want to, send my best friend to you. So those are really great. But I think there's also the kind, maybe you're alluding to this earlier, with like where you're maybe at a networking event, somebody is at a, I know B&B is like notorious for this, where you have to bring a certain number of referrals every yeah. single time or whatever. And so it's kind of like tit for tat, you know, I'll give you somebody if you give me somebody, and those don't usually work out quite as well, mostly because the people don't really understand your business and your character and integrity and all that stuff. So I think that we could probably talk about all of those different kinds if you're mm-hmm. interested in that. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So before we get into any like real tips for people, I just want to share this because I think it's just a story that it shocked me, to be honest. So I had, I'm going to use the word friend, but I'm using it very, very loosely because like we literally started our businesses together. We were accountability partners. She was at my wedding. Like I really did think that this person was a friend. And then some stuff happened, and I'm just going to say probably mostly politically it happened. And out of nowhere, she just like totally said, oh yeah, like, let's just get real. This relationship isn't going anywhere. It was so weird. It was so overnight. And I mean, it literally shocked me. I was like, I have no idea where that came from. The only reason that that's important is because about 2.5 months later, I got a referral from her. I could not believe it. I was like, okay, I thought she just absolutely disdained me at that point for whatever reason. And surely I still have never talked to the actual girl since that whole incident, but I did thank her for the referral. But it was interesting to me that she knew the level of willingness that I had in order to help people. She knew my heart and she knew my ability. And she thought that that was strong enough to still send somebody to me, even though she had decided that that relationship was totally over. And what a great client that was. And I think that's just one of those examples of like, yes, like people who knew who I was willing to say, this is the person that you should go to.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, I did not incentivize her, just for the record. It was literally a text saying thank you for the referral. But I'd like to talk with you sometime today, Cody, about what some of those potential thank you gifts and incentives can be in a regular mm-hmm. program, because I think that'll be useful for people as well. But thanks yeah. for letting me share that story to start.
Yeah. And I think that that's important because like, I think that sometimes when people think about having referral partners, that they're like, mm-hmm. oh, well, you know, a financial advisor or a CPA or a real estate agent, which all those are good. Mm-hmm. But I also want to tell you that I've talked to those people before and I've sent them business, and you know, every now and then they'll send me a couple people too. But I'm going to tell you, going out of the financial world and getting a little bit creative, I've seen a lot of fruit from that. Mm-hmm. And in particular, there's one type of person that I have found to be really, really beneficial with this. Are you ready? Okay. It's going to sound crazy. Are you ready?
I am. I have a guess, but I don't know what it is. So go ahead. What is it?
Hairstylists and barbers.
That was not my guess, I'll be fully honest. Okay. Well, that's great to know. Yeah. It makes sense though, because they're just chatting all day long.
They're just talking.
That's right.
And for whatever reason, now I don't have hair, so I haven't been there in a long time, but there was once upon a time, there was a time where I did have hair. And for whatever reason, it's like when you're in that chair and they're like, you know, doing their thing on you, you just feel like you want to tell them everything, mm-hmm. you know? So if you know a couple of good hairstylists that, you know, work in good hair salons or whatever, and, you know, you build a good relationship with them and you tell them what you can do. And maybe even you like, you know, work with them for, you know, whatever. I mean, it could be in a like a formal setting. It could be like a free, you know, coaching session, whatever. But you give them something to like mm-hmm. know what you do and, you know, so that they understand what you do and how you can help people. Then all of a sudden they start talking to these people and they're like, yeah, I really know this guy who might be able to help you. I have gotten so many leads from hairstylists. It's insane.
That's awesome. You know, last week we talked about group coaching and like dipping your toe in the water with it. I could totally see you going like just creating a small group specifically for hairstylists, since you don't have hair anymore and you don't have an opportunity to get in front of them. You yeah. could totally do just, you know, like whether it's a short, small, free program, or not even free, just low cost program, but get them in there, show them what you can do, and then send them out.
Mm-hmm. We have like an army of hairstylists.
That's right. Because they're talking to everybody all day long, to people who have hair, yeah. right? So they're, yeah. And like you said, when you're there, like you're sharing everything and all they need to hear is, oh yeah, I've, you know, got this one financial problem and, oh, well, I just worked with this guy who could help me with that. So mm-hmm. that would be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So hairstylist aside, there is one thing that I've been doing. I've been making it a real point. As of recently, now I've always kind of touched on it, but I've been like really driving it home the last like 6 months or so. And it's starting to really blossom in those regards. And that is actually incentivizing my current clients or the clients that I wrap up with sending people my way.
I'm very, very intrigued to hear what you're doing for that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just tell them, I'm like, you know, usually what I'll do is I might like mention it somewhere in our coaching program, like, you know, halfway through or something, to where I might say like, hey, you know, if you know someone, like, let me know, you know, I do this for you and blah, 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 but just keep it in mind. So I kind of like plant the seed halfway mm-hmm. through the program. And then at the end of the program, when they quote unquote graduate or they move on into the maintenance program, which we talked about last week, I will bring it up formally and I will say, hey, now that you've gone through this, if you know anyone that you feel might benefit from this, please introduce us. So that's the key, is don't say, send them my way. Mm-hmm. Because most right. people, if you just give, if they give you know, someone your information, they're not going to reach out.
Right.
They're not going to. So please introduce us. Put us in a group message and introduce us, and then I can take it from there. Right. So that's mm-hmm. number one, is like, get the direct contact for these people. Don't wait for them to come to you. Right.
And be that specific in your instruction to them.
Correct.
Because people do not, they do not understand the underlying message if you do not be very clear.
And I lay that out for them too. I always tell them, like, listen, this is the best way for you to go about this. Put us mm-hmm. in a group message, introduce us, and then I can take it from there. And the reason for that is because most people won't actually reach out because they're, you know, embarrassed, they're nervous, they're scared, whatever it might be. Right.
Yep.
So I tell them that first and foremost. But then I really tell people, I'm like, listen, if you send someone my way and they actually become a client, I do give you some sort of like financial kickback. Now, I don't put a number on it. I just say some sort of financial kickback. Okay. Mm-hmm. Typically what I do is like 10% mm-hmm. kind of thing. But that's that, with doing that, and you don't have to do that, but with doing that, it creates a win-win-win situation, to where I'm winning because I'm getting a new client. The new client's winning because they're getting the support that they need. And then the past client, or, you know, the, I don't know if it's past client, but the client that you've already worked with, mm-hmm. they're getting a win because they're getting some financial compensation for that, you know? Mm-hmm. So if they get, like, let's just say, if someone signs up for a $4,000, you know, coaching program, and that client gets $400, they're going to be like, that's sweet. I want mm-hmm. another $400. So then mm-hmm. they'll just keep sending you people, you know? And it's just like win, 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 you know?
Uh-huh.
So that's what I've been doing. And every now and then I'll do like a free giveaway kind mm-hmm. of thing. So, for example, right around Valentine's Day, I had reached out to some of my my past clients, and I just said, "Hey, like I'm giving out a gift to married couples or engaged couples. I'm picking five people to give like a free coaching session to. If you know anyone that you think might benefit from it, like please introduce us," kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I ended up getting way more than five. I can tell you that. Mm-hmm. I got like 12.
Did you just do the five, or did you do all 12?
No, I did. I did the 12. Mm-hmm. And then I just delivered for them. I gave them the free coaching session. Mm-hmm. And at the end of it, I said, hey, you know, this was intended to be just a gift for you. You know, if this was someone that I felt called to help, I did this with. Mm-hmm. But I was like, this was intended to be a free gift for you. If that's all you want it to be, that's totally okay. But if after this conversation, you're kind of curious about what it would look like to work with me and have me in your corner, I'd be happy to, you know, open that up for you if you'd like, you know. Mm-hmm. Some people said yes, some people said no. The people who said yes, I then opened it up I enrolled some people, I didn't enroll some people, but hey, I wouldn't have been able to do that if I wasn't utilizing my network in the first place. You know?
Right. Yeah.
And then with those people who did become clients, guess what? I gave that kickback to those people and they weren't even expecting it.
Mm-hmm.
Which then just makes them even more excited to send me more people.
That's right. Yeah. So. Yeah. I'm curious to know. And if the number is one, that's totally fine. But what is the highest number of referrals you've received from one past or current client, however you want to describe it?
Yeah. I think I can't pinpoint it, but there's three people that are coming to mind. And I think that those three people have each sent me like three or four people each.
Each. Okay.
Yes.
Great. So you're seeing a decent number that are referring more than just one.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. So I know you're really good at tracking stuff, but I did not set you up for this. So
I don't track everything.
I know. But you might know the answer to this. And if you don't, again, it's totally fine. The curiosity is, have you ever tracked the ripple effect of one referral? So what I'm asking is, client A refers client B, who then refers client C, and have you seen how far that down that's gone? Or can you think of none at the time that has gone past that second generation, if you will?
Yes. So I worked with a couple from my church about a year and a half ago, I would say. Worked with them. They referred me two clients, to which one of those clients went through my group program, my core curriculum program. Mm-hmm. Now they're in my maintenance program.
Okay. And
just the last week, they sent me two more referrals. So that is a boom, boom, boom.
And yeah, then who knows what we're at least three generations in. Yeah. Very cool. Well, I encourage you, challenge you, however you want to take it, to continue to track that specific family line, because I'd be curious to know how far down that goes. And, you know, 5 years from now, you might look back and be like, I have helped like 10 clients just directly from their first referral from this one. Because that kind of goes back to the whole compound effect we talked about a few weeks ago. It goes into this, like there's just so much that kind of culminates with that. So that would be really neat to know. Mm-hmm. At some point.
That would be neat. I might have to go back and do some digging. But
Yeah. And then report back to us when you know.
Yeah.
When you've prepared yourself for the crazy questions that I tend to come up with and then asking you.
Yeah.
Is there anything we haven't touched on this topic that you want to make sure we touch on before we wrap up?
I think there's only one more thing.
Okay.
Which is the incentive side of things for like your clients in particular, or really like anyone. You know, so whether it be the hairstylist or whatever, right? It doesn't just have to be financial as well. You know, maybe you're working with someone in a maintenance setting, whether it be the group or one-on-one, and they send you someone. You could just say, hey, like, you know, if you send me someone, then, hey, you don't have to pay me this month. You know, like it can just be like a free coaching session kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It kind of translates into the same thing, but it's just different, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Could also be something to where you're like, you know, maybe you send them like a gift card, or, you know, you send them like a gift basket, or, you know, whatever. It could be a number of things. You know, it doesn't have to be just financial based. It could be an experience. It could be whatever. But yeah, that's just one thing I want to make sure I touched on, is like, it doesn't just have to be financially based. So yeah,
I agree. And I think if you're going to go the route where it's not financially based, it can kind of go along the lines. You remember, I think a couple of weeks ago, we talked about profit and how when you take that profit out, we don't want it to just be like to debt snowball and that kind of stuff. If you're working with clients who are like so focused on getting themselves out of debt, or they have this particular goal that they're working on, they might be super excited about getting that money. Yes. But they also might be very limiting in what they're willing to do for themselves or for their family. And so if you're going to do some sort of gift card or experience, understand that it's going to have the biggest impact if you do something that you that like they would absolutely love. So maybe that particular family loves to go miniature golfing, but there's no way they're going to do that because they're stuck in the thick of all of this. And they're like, nope, we're not going to do any of that until we're debt free or whatever. You giving them that experience absolutely could change their, just their motivation. It could change their, just their desire around certain things. They could just be really excited about it. And their kids are like, phew, we finally get to go do something. So just be very intentional with what you're doing and make it count. And sometimes you could get away with that being a lot less money actually than, giving 10% or $400. So just make it personal.
Yeah. And that goes a long way. Cause it's like, I mean, if you think about it, like if you pay attention to what a person loves to do or what they value, and you're able to just provide that for them, even if it's just one time,
yes,
they're going to really, really appreciate that, a lot, you know, and that's going to go a long way to where any time that someone brings up something about finances, they're going to be like, this person is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? Absolutely. Like you could create a really great date. Like if they don't go on dates very often, you could, I mean, $400. I know I'm using that number because you used it as a general idea, but I mean, you could, you know, buy flowers for that. You could put a whole dinner date together. I mean, you could make them just feel really, really special and doing something that there's no way they would take the time or the money to do in the moment and the position they're in. And you're right. They're just going to keep singing your praises. So that's really, really cool. Very good.
So the power of referrals.
Yes, absolutely. I think the one thing that we didn't really get into, and I don't think we need to, so I'm not going to go there, but just the idea of swapping referrals. I just want to tell you, a lot of times that doesn't work. It's just because there's no real connection. There's no real incentive for it. And then if there is an incentive, it's solely driven by like something material or money-based or whatever. There's not soul to it. So, I remember that from the direct sales business. Like, oh, you do this for me and I'll do this for you. And 8 times out of 10, it never really was reciprocated. So just don't start there, I guess is my point. If it ends up being a natural progression in your business and you want to be networking, that's one thing. But definitely ask the people who already know you and your heart, and you will probably see that go a lot farther.
Yeah, I agree.
Very good. So,
all right. Awesome. Well, hey guys, thanks for tuning in this week. Especially for those of you who are those every weekers, we always want to show you guys that love. And make sure that you check in next week as well for another jam-packed episode of the Financial Coaches Podcast. Thanks for joining in. See you then.
Thank you for listening to the Financial Coaches Podcast, brought to you by New Money Habits and Sizemore Financial Coaching. Submit your questions to our hosts by emailing podcast@newmoneyhabits.com. Be sure to subscribe to be notified of future episodes and join our growing group of like-minded coaches on Facebook. And until next time, happy coaching. Music provided by Summer School.